Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. Remember, you can have full access to all our sleep stories commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the app. Now, relax your mind and body as we hear tonight's sleep story.
Hello, and welcome to the Sleep Story from Abide. I'm Kever Brené, and I'd like to thank you for joining me tonight for our sleep story, titled A Grateful Mindset. We'll be hearing from the Apostle Paul in his first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, which says, "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." As we dive deeper into this passage and other biblical examples of gratitude, we'll be encouraged to develop a way of thinking that can change our entire perspective about life. Truly, a heart of thankfulness goes a long way in helping us approach life's challenges with joy and gladness. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 10, is a beautiful description of God's people being filled with gratitude. It says, "And those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away." My friend, it is my hope that tonight's sleep story will lead you into a place of joy, gladness, and peace. I pray that all sorrow and sighing will flee away as you hear comforting words from the scriptures and feel the presence of God. This bedtime meditation is designed to help you change your mindset from troubled to peaceful and from anxious to settled. Get ready to change your thought process and learn what it means to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in every circumstance. For this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. Now, please take a few moments to prepare for bed. If there are any distractions, such as lights or noises, I invite you to turn them off now. Find a comfortable position and allow your breathing to fall into a steady rhythm. Inhale and exhale. Feel your body begin to relax and allow each muscle to let go of the tension. Start with the muscles in your face, including your forehead, cheeks, and jaw. Focus on relaxing your expression. Feel your neck muscles loosen as you gently move your head side to side and up and down. If you like, roll your shoulders back a few times, allowing them to release any stress they've been holding. Inhale once again and exhale slowly. Center your thoughts on gratitude to your Father in heaven If you're led, whisper quietly, "Thank you, Lord." Let this time of rest become a recommitment of praise, honor, and glory to the one who loves you. He has given you everything, even the things we easily take for granted. His hand has provided. He is worthy of our praise. It is possible to have a grateful mindset, even when things are difficult, when we choose to worship, even in the face of adversity, our entire outlook is changed. As the psalmist said, "For I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." Let this meditation recenter your mind on the Savior, filling your soul with gratitude and praise. For it is from a heart of gratitude that we honor the Lord who made us and live according to his will. Now, please continue to rest quietly as I pray for you. Gracious God, how wonderful you are. You are worthy of our praise. We seek your presence tonight and long to hear from your word. Please be with this listener as they find rest in you. Let them know the wonders of your love, the magnitude of your grace, and the fullness of your glory. Please replace all thoughts of worry and anxiety with thoughts of peace and security. Help this beloved child feel the joy of your presence and the strength that comes from you. Let the words of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 resonate deeply with them. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Lord, it is your holy will that we seek tonight. With hearts that rejoice, prayers that continue, and lips that offer gratitude in all things. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. It was the Apostle Paul who encouraged believers with these words. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Let his words sink in as I read them again slowly. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. You see, Paul knew that a heavenly mindset was of utmost importance for Christians as they faced the difficulties of life. His own journey included many difficult trials, and if it wasn't for his heavenly perspective, he would have struggled to endure. Paul was deeply appreciative, not only of his brothers and sisters in Christ, but of his Father in heaven, who supplied everything he needed. To the Philippians, he wrote, "At the moment, I have all I need and more. I am generously supplied with the gifts you sent me. They are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God. And this same God, who takes care of me, will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus." Paul's words, "I have all I need and more," are so comforting. When we think of everything we have, generously supplied by the loving hand of God, we cannot help but be filled with deep gratitude and joy. The glorious riches Paul spoke of might not be tangible riches we can hold in our hands, but instead, they are everlasting riches stored up for us in heaven. Let peaceful thoughts of heavenly riches bless your heart tonight. For all that God has done in your life and all He has yet to do, allow your soul to give Him thanks and praise. You have a good, good Father who desires a grateful mindset, a mindset that is fixed not on earthly things, but on things above. Let's pray. Father, please remind this beloved child of the lavish gifts you've given them. Fill their minds with thoughts of gratitude for the abundant blessings you've provided. Please usher them into a place of peace and rest. Lord, as they drift off to sleep, fill their minds with one central thought: your Son, Jesus. For it is in His name and for His sake that we are here tonight. Amen. Now, let's hear from the scriptures about what it means to be thankful. The familiar passage in Psalm 107, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever." Psalm 95, verse 2 says, "Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise." And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20 says, "Give thanks always, for everything, to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Permit the words of these verses to rest on you tonight. With a heart full of praise, sleep deeply with gratitude and joy. South African writer and pastor Andrew Murray once wrote, "When God is known as our exceeding joy, when a walk in the light of His countenance, all the day is counted equally a privilege and an indispensable necessity, the giving of thanks in everything is not looked upon as a hopeless attainment, because it is the will of a loving and almighty Father that will can be done." My friend, having a grateful mindset is not a hopeless endeavor. It is part of God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Let the will of God flow over you tonight and receive it with open arms. Feel the peace of His good, pleasing, and perfect will working in and through you for His glory. There is no greater joy than to know you are abiding in Christ, doing the will of the Father in heaven. So abide in Him now, breathing deeply of His holy presence. Your mind is untroubled, fully surrendered to the peace of God. Your body is relaxed, fully at rest in the One who guards your life. Your soul is serene, quiet, and still in the security of Christ, your Savior. We hear the words of 1 Thessalonians 5 once again. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Be restored in the will of the Father, the will of His grace and mercy over you. Be led to the abundant pasture of peace with the Lord tonight. His Spirit leads you to quiet, restorative places of holiness and communion with Him. Commune with the Father now as I pray over you. Holy God, thank you for allowing us into your presence. Through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus, you tore the veil of the temple in two so that we could enter the Holy of Holies and meet with you. What an honor and privilege this is. Please lead this beloved child into a deeper relationship with you, inviting them to enter the most holy place, to fellowship with you. Through every hour of the night, please comfort them with your presence and fill them with your peace. Lord, as we continue with our meditation, please remind us of the power of gratitude. Please turn our grumbling hearts into hearts of thankfulness and praise. Thank you for being faithful, even when we are not. We love you, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 says, "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." There's a beautiful word picture in this passage that cannot be overlooked. It speaks of our lives being built on Jesus, our solid foundation. Our roots grow deep and our faith is strengthened as we continue to follow Him. It is within the act of abiding that we find ourselves overflowing with thankfulness. The deeper our roots are in Christ, the easier it will be to have a grateful mindset. The life-giving flow of Christ through us is like a balm of thankfulness and praise that extends from the deepest point of our roots underground to the tips of our outermost branches, reaching for heaven. We are like trees planted by streams of water, whose leaves do not wither. Whatever we do is prosperous when we abide in Jesus. Rest now as you hear the quiet hush of a gentle breeze blowing through the branches, the breeze of the Holy Spirit causing every leaf to tremble in His presence. Feel the roots of your faith extend far beneath the soil, fastened to the holy stream of water continuously flowing through you. Winds and rains may come, but you are steadfast in Jesus, the true vine. He keeps you safe and secure, rooted in Him. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to Him. Gratefulness flows from a heart full of praise. It is not forced or manufactured, but instead a natural response to a gracious Father who lavishes us with immense love, peace, and joy. Rest in those three gifts for several moments. Love, peace, and joy. God's love is the most holy, perfect, unfailing love you will ever receive. It is undeserved, yet poured out through the precious sacrifice of Jesus Christ, your Savior. God's peace is the most indescribable peace you could ever experience. A peace that surpasses all understanding and fills you to the full. And God's joy, oh, the joy that fills your soul as you rejoice in Jesus, your Savior, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. My friend, it is possible to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything, for with Christ, all things are possible. Please, allow me to pray over you. Lord God, in the stillness of this space, I pray that you are with this dear child tonight. I ask that all remnants of wakefulness be lifted away as they fall into a deep, peaceful sleep. Father, please put a hedge of protection around them and their household. Let it be a hedge that keeps all dangers away and only allows the blessing of your presence to remain. Thank you for your faithful watch over your children. Thank you for being their anchor in times of storm. And thank you for loving them with the greatest love they've ever known. Our lists of gratitude could go on forever as we remember the innumerable blessings you've given us. We look forward to the day when we will praise you for all eternity, giving thanks to you in the glory of your presence. Please, let this imagery settle in the mind of this listener as they sleep deeply tonight. In Jesus' holy name, amen. I'm reminded of a story from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. It says, "Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, 'Jesus, Master, have pity on us.' When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Let's hear the question Jesus asked again. Has no one returned to give praise to God? Could it be that Jesus is waiting for us to return to him with hearts of thanksgiving and praise? In the busyness of our schedules, how often do we stop to thank him? Truly thank him. Let's pattern our lives after the one person who returned to give praise to God, the one to whom Jesus said, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." We can only imagine the immense joy the Samaritan felt as he realized he was healed. The Bible says he came back praising God in a loud voice. Gratitude does that in a person. It bursts through with shouts of joy and praise. A deep sense of gratefulness to God is not hindered by what others think. It rejoices even when others are not rejoicing. It professes adoration and praise, even when others can find nothing to be thankful for. A grateful mindset has no limits to the praise it offers the Lord of all creation. Every ray of sunshine is received as the warmth of God's love. Every raindrop is collected as a reminder of God's faithful supply. Every song of a bird is heard as a melody of hope. Rest deeply and securely in the magnificent fold of God's glory tonight. He surrounds you with peace. In a sermon titled "The Thanksgiving of Faith," Andrew Murray said, "This is in like manner precisely the nature of thanksgiving, that in it the soul must be entirely occupied with God, with the contemplation of his goodness, the adoration of his Godhead, the consideration of his ways, the expression of his wonders." Murray's words: "The soul must be entirely occupied with God," is key to having a grateful mindset. For when we are focused on him, his goodness, and his glory, we cannot help but pour out gratefulness and praise. The expression of his wonders that Murray talked about is the evidence we see of God's faithful hand in our lives. The sights, sounds, and feelings we experience in this life are a foreshadow of things to come. Every blade of grass, every flower petal, and every fallen leaf is but a glimpse into the perfection of God's kingdom that awaits us. And for such things, we are grateful. allow God to fill your mind with reminders of His goodness tonight. Dream only of His sweet blessings given to you as gifts from a father to his children. He loves you with the greatest love ever known. He cares for you with the most tender care you've ever experienced. And He waits to hear your words of gratitude and praise that stem from a grateful mindset fixed on Him. Gracious God, full of grace, mercy, comfort, and joy, we thank You for who You are and what You've done. Please grant Your beloved child the restorative sleep they need tonight. Help them awaken in the morning, feeling renewed and refreshed by Your Spirit. Remind them of Paul's words to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. For this is Your will for them in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you again for listening to this sleep meditation. My hope is that you were deeply encouraged by the examples of gratitude and praise we heard from the scriptures. I pray that your mind has been filled with peaceful thoughts of what God has done for you, and you are ready to face tomorrow with a renewed sense of purpose and hope. A grateful mindset begins with stopping long enough to recognize the ways in which God has blessed your life. Be encouraged, my friend. And, as always, continue to abide in Christ.